Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a different question then. Actually, what I would like to do first is let me play you a little bit of our president's little show there.
Yeah, it just
Hold
ran.
On a second. Where's the president's show? Here it is. You know how words matter, and it just gets more annoying to me the more doublespeak is out there.
Because words do matter.
From your president's YouTube address.
I congratulate the newly sworn-in members of Congress.
That Joe Biden was fondling.
And I look forward to working with the new Congress in a bipartisan way. If we focus on the interests of our country, above the interests of party, I'm convinced we can cut spending and raise revenue in a manner that reduces our deficit and protects the middle class.
Now, protects the middle class. I'm going to ask you a question about that in a moment.
And we can step up to meet the important business that awaits us this year. Creating jobs, boosting incomes.
Now listen to how everything is a dichotomy. Creating jobs, boosting incomes. That's almost a complete dichotomy. Because the more jobs, the lower the incomes are going to be.
Fixing our infrastructure and our immigration system.
Very interesting.
Promoting our energy independence while protecting our planet from...
Promoting, it's like more oil, but protect the planet.
The harmful effects of climate change. Educating our children and shielding them from the horrors of gun violence.
Now, what exactly is he saying there? Educating our children and shielding them from the horrible effects of gun violence. He's not saying making sure they're not killed. He's saying something very specific, shielding them from the horrible effects of gun violence.
Play that again. That was the exact quote. Play the last part again.
Maybe I'm misquoting. That would suck. Let me see. What does he say?
Them from the horrors of gun violence.
From the horrors. Shielding them from the horrors of gun violence. I don't know.
I don't know.
It seemed a little weird to me. Anyway, so when he says protecting the middle class, here's a question.
Hey, by the way, can we stop right now? And I'm going to bring something up because we bring this gun thing up.
Okay.
Everybody's going on and on and on about, oh, horrors of gun violence to this and to that. And, oh, Second Amendment is not that big of a deal. We shouldn't. Hey, here it's very simple. The Constitution is the Constitution. The Second Amendment can be repealed just like anything else. If you really have this feeling, where is this, by the way? Where is the movement to repeal all these anti-gun guys? Tell me what website to go to. I have never seen it. The movement, the big, big movement, because the public's so upset about this, to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's very doable. You just pass an amendment, run it through the Constitution, have the states vote on it, and guns are banned. It's not that hard to do. You can do it. They did it with alcohol. They can do it with guns if they want to. How come this hasn't happened?
Well, I will just point out the obvious then that even if the Second Amendment is repealed, that does not necessarily take away the right to gun ownership.
It takes the constitutional right away.
No, it does not. It removes the right to protect against the government from taking guns away. It doesn't say that you don't have the right. The only thing the Second Amendment says is there's a the government may not infringe upon the well-armed militia. It's not a right to have guns. It's not. It is a protection against the government removing guns.
Right. You can have local laws that prohibit you having guns. You just can't have federal laws. But they're still pointing to the Second Amendment all the time.
I know, because
or
the
am
whole
I wrong?
Thing,
Haven't
the whole,
you noticed
no, no, the whole thing is bogative. The whole thing is bogative. The whole Second Amendment argument is a moot point. That's what I'm saying. No one is actually taking the time to read these four lines. That it does not say you have the right to have guns. No, it says the government, the federal government, may not infringe upon the right of people to bear arms. That's what it says. That's probably why they're not going after it. Let's make a whole bunch of other little laws. But it doesn't matter, because that's not what I'm interested in. I don't care. Take away the guns. Whatever. Citizens, do it. Whatever's good for you. Do you really care, John? Are you going to, like, stand there with your gun? Take it away.
I'm not standing outside holding a gun. Hey, you, get off my lawn. I haven't got a lawn. That's the irony.
Yeah, but you got a gun?
Everybody
I would hope. As far as I know, everybody does. I love being here in Europe and saying, and people say, man, what's it like in Austin? I said, everybody's really polite because we're armed. People go, oh.
Yeah, I mean, that really, Europeans are just, and I, that's why I really disagree with this whole idea. Let's be more European. They're just, they got no, they're just, their balls have been cut off years ago.
Yeah. And then they all say, but wait a minute, Mickey has a gun? Yeah, Sig Sauer 380 in the glove box with a laser sight. And that really, that,
what do you need a laser sight for?
So, you know, believe me.
Varmints.
You pull that thing.
That's the answer, by the way. Varmints.
You get one of those red dots on your forehead, you know, it makes an impression.
Well, if you can see it.
Yeah. Anyway, the real question is, what is exactly the middle class?
I knew you were going to get back to that.
Yeah, that's why you try to distract me with this all this Second Amendment crap. Although you're totally right, of course. There is no movement. This is just a bunch of bull crap. But what is the middle class? What is the definition of the middle class? Who is that? Are we in the middle class?
Well, I don't know. Because, I don't even know we have a middle class in this country.
Well, the president keeps saying protecting the middle class, help people get into the middle class and stay there.
What is the class that he's apparently not in?
Okay, so
I think it's the slaves. I think it's just the slave class.
Consult the Book of Knowledge.
So the Book of Knowledge also doesn't really have a clear definition. But the best part I can bring out of it, I'd like to read to you here. A persistent source of confusion surrounding the term middle class derives predominantly from there being no set criteria for such a definition. From an economic perspective, for example, members of the middle class do not necessarily fall in the middle of a society's income distribution. Instead, middle class salaries tend to be determined by middle class occupations, which in turn are attained by means of middle class values. The middle class is essentially a macro social group embracing individuals, or rather categories of individuals, marked by a unique general attitude towards life. I like this. Those are people who owe everything to their own efforts, resources, qualification, education, etc. Self-made as they are, middle-class people are furthermore self-employed and relatively free and autonomous in their work. Their knowledge and
where are you reading this?
Book of Knowledge. The Wikipedia page.
What does it say? Does it say middle class?
Yes, middle class.
Okay, because there's a different definition in the Wikipedia.
No, if you scroll down, there's a box, and that's what I'm reading from. Let me finish it. Their knowledge and qualification, property, and managerial skills are intentionally acquired, and so is the social status. In between the upper crust and the wage earners, slaves, in between the envy of the world and the pitied ones. I think that is the correct definition. The middle class is in between the envy of the world and the pitied ones. I pity you. I pity you, little varmint. So that I think, is the real definition. In between the envy of the world and the pitied ones. Well, what is it then?
I think you should go to the other definition that's in the Book of Knowledge under American middle class.
Read it to us.
Members of the class belong to diverse groups which overlap each other. Overall, middle-class persons, especially upper-middle-class individuals, are characterized by conceptualizing, creating, and consulting. Thus, college education is one of the main indicators of middle-class status, largely attributed to the nature of middle-class occupations. Middle-class values tend to emphasize independence, adherence to intrinsic standards, valuing innovation, and respecting nonconformity. Politically more active than other demographics, college-educated middle-class professionals are split between the two major parties. Income varies near the national median to well in excess of $100,000. They do not always reflect class status and standard of living. They are largely influenced by a number of income earners and fail to recognize household size, and therefore goes on. It talks about what they do, and they're professionals. It says they're a very powerful group. They encompass the majority of voters, writers, teachers, journalists. These are not independent people that are entrepreneurs, if they're a teacher or a journalist for that matter, or editors. Most societal trends originate within the middle class. It's a completely different definition than what you have there.
So what is the answer? I still don't. So wait a minute. Because I don't have a college education, which I don't, I'm therefore lower class?
It's one of the main indicators of middle class status. It is not the.
What other? Well, I'm not.
You're totally middle class by this definition. So now, there's another definition, upper middle class in the United States, which is also in the Wikipedia. These are all written out, obviously, by different sociologists. But it seems to be a group of people that supposedly it's supposed to be a shrinking group. But by this definition, I don't see how that can be.
I would just like I would like the president to explain who he's protecting when he says this.
I don't know.
I find it to be interesting. It's always the middle class. Get into the middle class. Everyone wants to get in the stay
well,
there.
I think the way to define it or the way to figure it out is by exclusion. Let's define the lower class and let's define the upper class. And try to figure out what's not in those two classes, and that would be the middle class.
Okay, good. So what do we think is upper class? Politicians?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Royalty? Royalty would be upper class. Okay,
definitely.
Royalty.
So the people that have...
How about scientists?
The wealthy as opposed to the rich, people that inherited a lot of money.
Okay, but wealthy starts at how much? Just how much money you got or how much you make?
I would say it would be in excess of $100 million.
Okay, well, that's a good measure, $100 million. So if you got $50 million, you're upper middle class.
Yeah.
You want to hear Elizabeth Warren on this particular topic?
Sure.
Who I do not like, by the way. I don't know her.
Oh, I don't like her at all. She is a snot.
That is an old-fashioned way of describing her, but I like it.
Negotiations. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I was really disappointed by the fiscal cliff negotiations. Seems to me it was something that could have been resolved a month ago, not taken such a toll on our economy.
And you mentioned middle class. What numbers are we talking about in terms of income level?
It's not a numbers issue. You know, I know you would expect a very wonky answer from me, you know, about the percentiles.
Well,
but it's not.
I would, just because that would be the way you would expect that something would be written in a bill form. It would be people with income levels here to here.
No, it's not.
Okay.
When we strengthen education, when we make it possible for kids to go to college, then we strengthen America's middle class. And that doesn't need a dollar figure.
The middle class is, by definition, a group of people in a certain income level.
No.
See, this is, by the way, that's very interesting. Two things.
She said no. Did you hear her?
I know. She's very much on your side, which is interesting that, you know, the snot agrees with you. But the reporter here is saying, oh, no, this is by definition, fact, science, and income level. And so I don't know where she's getting that because I don't have that information. But then Warren also said, if you send your kid to college, and I did not complete my college education, so I am already strike against me here. But it continues for a couple more seconds.
But you're not willing to say that they are,
because I disagree with that. I mean, it is one. Yeah,
well,
it's one way to measure
someone who's making $1 million in the middle class.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'll do it the other way. How about somebody who's taught school for 10 years and takes off a year to go back to graduate school and has an income of only $4,000 in the year that she's not teaching? Would you say she fell out of the middle class? I wouldn't. So it's a whole lot of characteristics that define the middle class.
It sounds a little like a dodge.
No, but it's not a dodge. It's a question of who you're working for.
That's the answer. It's who you're working for. That, I think, is that's the best answer I've heard so far. If you're working for the noodles guy, lower class. Lower class. If you're working for, so I think by definition that you and work for ourselves, regardless of income or lack thereof, we are, even though I haven't, you know, I get to hitch a ride on your education.
I don't think education is a function of this thing. I mean, Bill Gates never graduated from, would you call him like lower class? I don't think so.
No, I'd call him the same with Steve Jobs. No, but he has more than the $100 million. Steve Jobs is quite dead class. I mean, he doesn't count.
It's a class.
It's a fascinating thing. Whenever you see a politician talking about the middle class, just say, excuse me, could you please define the middle class? No one can do it. I don't think anyone can actually define the middle class.
Well, they don't want to bring in what they should do, which is bring in Marx and just say it's the bourgeoisie, which is essentially what Elizabeth Warren thinks. And that's why she talked about, you know, she essentially talked about the bourgeoisie being the middle class, which it has nothing to do with income. And then the people that drop out, maybe the petite bourgeoisie, which is the lower middle class, because, you know, you never go into the lower classes, which is different. And I think it's essentially just a Marxist definition that these people are trying to push at us. I don't know what it, it's one of those things. The way I see it is something I kind of know it when I see it. I know.
Porn. I got it.
I think when we – yeah, the snot.
Yeah.
It's snot class. I think that when we talk about the elites and the middle – we don't talk about the middle class, but we talk about the elites, these people that have put themselves above it all. Mm-hmm. I think you can see it. You can't necessarily define it. It's like art. Not to be corny about it, but it's kind of like that. I know porn when I see it.
Well, and I can judge good porn when I see it. But I think that it is extremely interesting. This is thrown about so much. I like the question, and I just like it. I really, really like it. This is something, you know. Whenever some douchebag at work is talking some douche stuff, just ask them to define the middle class and step back.
Now, Buzzkill Jr. says there's a good definition in the Britannica, but I can't find it. I can't find it.
He sent me a link. Hold on a second. I have it. Because, you know, take a look. I actually participate in the back channel here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, middle class. Here we go. Very interesting. Here we go. Association with aristocracy. From 1500 to the present, as feudalism gradually gave way, new classes of citizens arose. In England, the appearance of a powerful mercantile and business community was reflected in the growth of the middle classes, from which was continually recruited a new nobility and gentry. In turn, owing to the English rule of inheritance by primogeniture and... What does that mean? Primogenitor? Whatever. The fact... Okay, blah, blah, blah. Industrial Revolution. The nature of work shifted in the property classes as well. This is my high school education. In the property class of middle class people, not only factory owners but also merchants and professionals began to trumpet a new work ethic. According to this ethic, work was the basic human good. He who worked was meritorious and should prosper. He who suffered did so because he did not work. Stupid slave. Idleness and frivolity were officially frowned upon. Post-World War II. What?
Right, and we still mock the middle class members. Mock the Euro trash. The Trustafarians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids who got nothing but a bunch of money, and they got Rasta hair, and they hang out in Aspen, and they don't do anything but spend money. Or the crazy Russians.
So I think just reading through this is a good document, by the way. So theatrical productions, interesting if you look at all these different definitions. Underlying the theatrical developments of the 19th century, in many cases inspiring them, were the social upheavals that followed the French Revolution. Throughout Europe, the middle class took over the theaters and effected changes in repertoire, style, and decorum. I'm starting to think that middle class is a bunch of arrogant, elitist a-holes. Really? I think we are just...
I don't know how you got from here to there.
We're lower class.
That's pretty good. Take a left.
Unless you're a mercantile, unless you're a merchant, unless you run a factory, unless you own a theater, then you're lower class. United Kingdom, the term middle class began to be used more frequently in social and political debate. So too were working class and classes. So if you work for a living, you're lower class.
Well, there used to be something considered to be the working class, many of whom my father was in the working class. He was a foreman and an electrician, and he worked in a steel fabrication place.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always brag about the fact that he made a lot more money than the white-collar workers did.
But wait. This is incorrect. According to the president's definition, he sent you to college. Therefore, he's middle class.
Right. But he never – that's the problem, because if you're what you're talking about with the merchants being one thing and then the workers being something else – when the working class makes more than the merchant class, I mean, this reverse situation is almost occurs a lot in professional sports. You got a guy who's playing some game and he's making $5 million or more, some of these soccer players, for example, a year, maybe $10 million a year. And none of his managers, the people that are would be in the middle class or even the, sometimes the owners of the teams with that investment, make that much money.
Right.
And but you so you have this kind of weird thing where you have the lower class making more money than a class that's higher than they are. Or you take a look at the British upper class, which will, if you talk to them or hang out with them at all, they'll tell you that the entire class in Britain, that upper class, is all broke. They got no money.
Right. Yeah.
But they're
exactly.
Members of clubs you can't get in.
Right.
They
right.
get free stuff. They
right.
they have all these things where that are beneficial to
right.
them, even
right.
though they got no money. So it's not a money thing, apparently. It's something else. And I don't know. It reminds me, but I think it's kind of a self induced slavery amongst.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have to agree. You know it when you see it, which, of course, is totally bogative. You can't just be talking about things like, oh, I knew it when I'll see it. Maybe maybe the post-World War II Europe definition will help us. The benefits for ordinary Europeans took many forms. There was easier access to higher education and cheaper mass travel. There was more varied food. There was better health preserved by better medicine. There were new synthetic materials, more plentiful housing, and wider automobile ownership. There were stereophonic recordings, color television, high-fidelity audio equipment, unlike Skype. Are you back with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
You cut out for a second. So I think the middle-class post-World War II Europe definition is the best. Basically, mass travel, synthetic materials, stereophonic recordings, color television, high fidelity audio equipment.
I think you're nailing it.
Yeah, this is it. More varied food.
HD.
Yeah, more. If you have an HD television, you are middle class. There you go. Done.
The upper class wouldn't have the television to be hanging out with Spielberg.
No, they're in the theater.
Yeah,
they got no time for any of this bull crap.
There's essentially we've created a class of people that have turned themselves into wage slaves.
And that is the middle class.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're essentially slaves. They can't really survive without a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.